This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Now, Les Neyman on 970 WGTK.
Good evening, everyone. This is Les Neyman, the voice of liberty in Louisville, Kentucky. Once again on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on 970 WGTK. I'm here every Sunday trying to inform, trying to tell the truth that you will not hear on your mainstream state-run media that you hear nationally and in the rag that we call the Courier-Journal and other local far-left news media outlets. I want to speak to you tonight. First of all, I'm going to have some, my guests will be coming on shortly after my first monologue. I have Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Apuzzo, who will be on shortly, bringing us up to date on the lawsuit against the Obama birth certificate and, in fact, a naturalized citizen situation. I'll let them explain better. But I want to talk to you first about something that's really near and dear to my heart and something that's very upsetting to me and should upset everyone here in the United States, here in Louisville, here in Kentucky, Anna, and in every state and city in the country. The TSA, I don't know if you've been keeping up on things, but the Transportation Security Administration now has changed their policy when it comes to traveling on air travel. Before, as you know, we started out after 9/11. We had to take our shoes off. We had to go through a machine, which was, you know, it was a little bit inconvenient, but obviously everybody after 9/11 knew that some security measures would have to be enforced. But I don't believe anybody thought for one minute that it would come to what it's come to now. That's not true. I think some people, and I know I was wondering and thinking that it could be abused. Don't forget, good intentions by one leader of a country can be abused by a following leader. The Patriot Act that George W. Bush implemented, the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security, which George W. Bush implemented, possibly with good intentions and security concerns, has now been usurped, has now been bastardized by the Obama administration and big sis Janet Napolitano. Right now, they have put in 189 naked scanning machines all across America at airports. These allow the perverted type of people that we have in a TSA, and I don't mean to cast aspersions, but the fact of the matter is these people are looking at people going through these machines, commenting on their genitals, commenting on their breasts, commenting on other things that they shouldn't be commented on for anybody to see but the people that their own privacy. Nobody has the right to endure that kind of humiliation and that kind of attack on their freedom and liberty by a bureaucracy that is now so big and so outlandish and so out of whack and out of control, and that every American's freedom and liberty is now at stake. Think about it. The TSA thugs now are looking at people going through these scanners. And if anybody has the audacity to say they don't want to go through the scanner, the TSA agent will yell out in a loud voice, opting out, which means that these people do not go through the machine. They will be asked to go over to another TSA person who will have his gloves ready to pat you down. Now, in the past, the patting down procedure has been fairly innocuous, not too intrusive. Like I say, anything patting down, being treated like a criminal is bad enough, especially when we have the people that we should be patting down and should be looking at, the Islamic terrorists, anybody of young Muslim men between 18 and 30 who have the people who have attacked America and had terrorist attacks for the last 40 years all around the world. These are the people we should be looking at. But, of course, the ACLU and the Council, the CARE, the Muslim groups around the country are up in a brouhaha about profiling. Well, folks, it's time to profile the people who are a danger to us, not a 35-year-old man, I'm sorry, not a 75-year-old grandma, not a little 4-year-old little girl. Right now, the searching procedures have now entailed open palm, open hands groping and fondling and of genitals, of breasts. There's been reports all around the country that this is happening. This is nothing more than sexual molestation and sexual assault. I urge that Americans must stop it now. We cannot allow ourselves to be led like sheep, like a bunch of helpless people, not putting up a gripe about this outrage. If I was a parent of a 4-year-old daughter and I had a TSA person grabbing her between her legs or whatever, I'd have to cold cock them. Or I would definitely think that anybody who sees any kind of abuses, please call the authorities. I would call 911 with my cell phone. I would get it on video on your iPhone. I would get as much proof as I can. I would picture make a scene that, you know, you might have to get arrested to get this point across. Thousands might have to get arrested to get this point across. But if you don't do it now, it's going to be a whole lot harder later. Freedom and liberty abused in the early stages can be reversed. Freedom and liberty abused in the later stages of a takeover by a dictatorial government cannot be reversed, will not be reversed, short of a radical revolution. And this is not what America is supposed to be about anymore. We had our revolution in 1776. If it comes to that, it could happen again. I pray to God it doesn't. But right now, we have to say no to big sis Janet Napolitano. Here's a person that cannot protect us from printers being shipped into our country as bombs on our planes. Here's a person who can't protect us from a madman at Fort Hood last year killing a Muslim, killing 30, 40 people, shooting 30 or 40 people and killing 13. She can't protect us from the Christmas bombing. She can't protect us from anything, but she can protect us from old little 4-year-old girls possibly bringing in weapons. It's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. And you must do something, ladies and gentlemen. You must protect your family. You must protect our freedom. We must do it together. We can no longer put up with this kind of behavior by this more intrusive government. The reason I feel so strongly is that I lost family in World War II. When my family, my mother's sister and her family were, first of all, had to report somewhere to get a yellow Star of David put on their arm. Then they were taken, searched on a regular basis. Then they were their clothing, their all their valuables were confiscated, and then they were shipped off in a train and a cattle car onto a relocation and resettlement camp, which is what they were told. And we all know what kind of camps they were. So don't think that this can't happen in this country. It happened in Germany. It's happened all throughout history for thousands and thousands of years. And it could happen here. We must be vigilant, and we must stop this abuse now. If you have anything to say about this, please call me at 571-0970. That's 571-0970. And I want to bring on my guest before we go to our first break, Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Apuzzo. Good evening, gentlemen. And how is your fight against tyranny and liberty?
Good evening, Les. Good evening to your listeners.
Hey.
Good evening, Les. This is Commander Kirchner.
Glad to have you back, gentlemen. Just quickly before we go to our first break, which will be in a couple more minutes, how's the court case coming? Where are you at? And what do you have to report?
The court case is going quite well. We are in the U.S. Supreme Court. We have filed our petition for a writ of certiorari. The petition has been distributed to the justices, and the justices will have a conference on the petition on November 23rd of this year, 2010, which means that they're going to actually read the petition, There has been no opposition filed by the defendants. They've waived their right to do that, and the court will decide whether or not they're going to grant certiorari, which means that they would accept the case on appeal, and then the parties would send in their briefs on the merits, and there would be oral arguments. So the big question here, Les, is will the Supreme Court of the United States of America accept the Kirchner et al. Versus Obama Congress et al. Case for review, which means will the court look at whether or not the plaintiffs had standing in the lower courts, whether they have a right to bring this case, which again implicates the underlying issues, which are has Obama conclusively proven he's a citizen of the United States? And is Obama a natural-born citizen under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5? And that's a long process to describe what a natural-born citizen is, but I'm sure we'll get into that during your show. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Commander Kirchner, what do you believe will be the time frame of this going to be for a ruling?
Well, it's scheduled for a conference on the 23rd. At that point, I think Mario will be more experienced about what would happen, but there would be a schedule set up by the Supreme Court for briefs to be filed, and a tentative oral hearing date would be set up. But if Mario can correct me, but likely until we got the oral arguments, it would be maybe in the spring of 2011. Mario, is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say because of the nature of this issue. You know, we're talking about whether or not the sitting president, I call him the putative sitting president, whether he's legitimate or not.
They could do it on an expedited basis, on a national security basis,
Yeah, so we really don't know. But, basically what Commander Kircher is saying is correct, generally speaking, but we just don't know because of this case.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know that you've been at this for almost a couple of years now, and it's a long, hard battle to try and see if we still have a country that still abides by the rule of law. And if I feel that if the Supreme Court will not hear this case, we are in big trouble. You're listening to the Les Nehman Show on 970 WGTK, and I'm not sure if we're coming up to a break or not. I do not hear any music. So, there it is. Okay. Well, when I hear that music, I know it's time to do some business here. So give us a call at 571-0970. That's 571-0970. And we'll be back with Commander Kircher and Mario Puzo after a few words from our sponsors.
97 WGTK.
Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chevante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
Fighting liberal lunacy, let's do it together on the Mike Gallagher Show. Weekday mornings at 9 on 970 WGTK.
You're listening to the Les Nehman Show on 970 WGTK. This is Les Nehman, and I have with me Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner back for their every other bi-monthly report on what's going on in this case. And what, Mario, what do you...
Les, could I just ask if we could put our website out first for the listeners that they can, right on the home page of this website are the four questions the Supreme Court is going to consider on the 23rd.
Absolutely, sir. Go ahead.
It's a Puzo 1. That's P-U-Z-O, the number 1, dot blogspot.com. That's Mario's legal blog. Puzo, it's P-U-Z-O, the number 1, dot blogspot.com. And right at the top post there is, of course, your show announcement, but in that are the four questions the Supremes are being asked to address. An additional website is www.protectourliberty.org, www.protectourliberty.org, which is a special site I run to raise support and funding for this lawsuit. So if your listeners care to try to help us financially, they could go to protectourliberty.org, O-U-R-liberty.org, and make a donation. We certainly would appreciate it. Thank you, Les.
Yeah, no problem. I think I advise all my listening audience, all the people out there, to please help these folks out. These are the courageous individuals around the country that are fighting to try and get the truth out about the president and about whether we are still a country of law, a country of rule of law, and a country that follows the Constitution.
Mario's working pro bono on this, but still, the out-of-pocket costs are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to take this to the Supreme Court. So we need the help of the people.
Well, I want to take a caller first. Jack, you're on the Les Neyman Show. Do you have a question for my guests?
First of all, I want to thank Mr. Appuzo and plaintiff for bringing this case. I had a question. I realize his case is different than the previous Orley Tate case and the D'Onofrio cases and the Alan Keyes case, and I happen to think that the current Mr. Puzio's case is a great case and great theory. But my question is that in view of like what Judge David O. Carter did out in California last year on one of Orley Tate's cases with Alan Keyes, where the judge took a 180 and really to not find the case even to go forward, obviously there was political pressure there. The administration couldn't let any judge anywhere let a case through. I'm wondering that in view of the recent election where the Republicans have gained control of the House of Representatives with, that something could be tied in with one of these new House members to get this thing out in the open now, because on the Orley Tate cases, I mean, the judge just obviously was under so much pressure, and what makes them think they won't be under pressure now to do things? The only difference being now that there's Republicans in the Congress.
Well, let me just tell you what happened in that case. The attorney on that case, who is now, I believe, in the administration, who took Anita Dunn's place, I think was the husband of Anita Dunn, in fact. I forgot his name. It's either Bennett or
Robert Bauer.
Bauer, that's correct. He had one of his clerks or somebody who worked in his office went to work for Judge Carter about a month before that ruling came down.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of what happened. I was following that closely. And as a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, I couldn't even see a way that Judge Carter could get out of the case. And the fact that he did shows what kind of political pressure must have been put on Judge Carter, because all the case had to do was, in like your case, get to the first base.
Yeah.
That's all it had to do. And the judge wouldn't let him do it. And how that judge, you're right, he had a clerk from the same law firm that was representing Obama, became Judge Carter's clerk.
Yeah. Go ahead, Charles.
Well, the Orley Tate case is and the other cases, many of them, were filed while Obama was a candidate. And they were, in effect, while the political process was going on. That's a big difference between my case, our case, and those cases.
I realize case your case is
this
different.
Now, wait, listen a minute. Yeah. This case was filed after the political process was done, after the joint session, and before Obama was sworn in. So the Congress had completely finished their job under the Constitution, although they did it unconstitutionally and illegally, and we sued while he was a president-elect before he was sworn in. So this particular case on the standing issue is completely different. Now, all the potential for political pressure and corruption or whatever you want to say in the lower courts, we're going to be testing this with the first case to reach this Supreme Court all the way up the Supreme Court ladder properly, fully legally, after the political process was over. We did not try to skip the appeals court. We went through every step, and we are presenting to the Supreme Court of the United States the best argued, the best presented, and the most properly presented case yet, strictly on legal questions. And we're going to see if the Supreme Courts are going to bend to the political pressures or not.
Well,
because
can I say what,
if they turn down this case, sir, we no longer have the rule of law. We no longer have a constitution.
I agree with you.
Jack, I'd like to answer your question. You said to get to the House members given the election. Well, we're not getting to the House members. We're in the Supreme Court.
No, I realize that, but
we don't have to get to the House members.
No, you don't have to.
Depending on what the Supreme Court does, okay, then you get to the question that you're saying about getting to the, you know, to the House members or to the, you know, public officials. So, the Supreme Court is not supposed to decide the cases on politics, but we'll see what happens. Go ahead.
Great thing about your case.
As much as it's nice to talk about Ole Tate's case and the problems that the judge had out there, could you ask us a question about our case?
Oh, no. Okay, well, I think your case is great, and I've been following it. Would you say that all your case has to do is get to the first base with standing? Because even if ultimately the court was to have an interpretation of Article 2.
The next thing that comes is discovery. That's Obama's nightmare.
Right. In other words, people should what I understand is you don't even ultimately have to win the case. All you have to do is get to standing where there's discovery,
right.
And at that point the house of cards falls down.
Exactly.
You don't even have to win on the merits. Just get a justiciable case going.
We're going to win on the merits, but when we get to standing, the discovery, and he won't be able to even conclusively prove he was born in Hawaii. That's my opinion.
Precisely.
The merits are, is he born in Hawaii? That's one part of the merits. If he can't prove that because he has a birth certificate that's defective or is fraudulent, whatever, then we win on the merits of that question. And then the other part is also with the meaning of a natural-born citizen. That's also another part of merits. But, you know, if we get discovery, we win on merits. It's not that we don't even need to win on merits.
Well, the point is with natural-born citizen, it doesn't matter where he was born. It could have been born in the White House, and it doesn't matter. But the point is if you can get a case just going on that where there's discovery on that one point, even if that was ultimately to lose, merely getting discovery going would be the end.
Well, we know that, sir. So what question do you have for us tonight?
Well, my question is, do you think things can be different now in view of the new Congress?
Well, absolutely. The Messiah no longer walks on water. Things are different politically. But this is a legal case, and we're counting on the Supremes to do what's right for the Constitution, because this time they've been giving them a properly argued case all the way up through the legal system, skipping those steps, and was filed after the political process was over and before he was sworn in. It's judicially ripe. Legal question that if they pass on this, our Supreme Court has been co-opted.
And your case is against the Congress as well for not doing their job.
Yes, it is. So Judge Carter, again, like you said, he said the Congress should be doing this. Well, we got the Congress enjoined. They're a defendant. So there's no way they can weasel out of this one.
Well, good luck.
Well, Jack, thank you for calling the show. Great call. I hope you call again. I hear a little bit of a Chicago accent, I think, there.
Yep. You're pretty good.
Yeah, well, call the show again.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Commander Kirchner, Mario, I believe Pandora's box is about to open, and I can't wait to see what's in it.
We hope so, Les.
You're listening to the Les Neyman Show. We'll be back with more with Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner after a word from our sponsors.
970 WGTK. Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by Autobahn Motors. With a few scattered clouds this evening, we'll have temperatures in the 40s. Later tonight, we'll drop down to a low of 31. And on Monday, with sunny skies, expect a daytime high of 58 and an overnight low of 39. This weather report was brought to you by Autobahn Motors, fair and honest repair and service specialists for pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Visit AutobahnMotorsKY.com. Neyman's Catering is a full-service catering company, providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neyman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge.
Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
Don't miss your daily dose of debate, The Michael Medved Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 970 WGTK.
We're back. Les Neiman back with Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner, two of my very favorite guests. I'm really getting excited about the coming hearing. You said November 20 to 3rd. Is that correct?
Correct. And we want to give Mr. Obama, the putative prez, or the resident in chief, a very, very sad Thanksgiving holiday.
And even, yes, I can't wait. I'm really, I hope that you'll shoot me an email and let me know what happens there. Let me ask you a question.
If we get standing granted or any other part of the case picked up, the world's going to know. It's going to be like the shot heard around the world.
Now, obviously, we have, I know you can't talk about the court, so I won't even go there. But politically, Barack Obama, it's funny when a politician starts going bad and the popularity goes down and starts tanking, people jump ship like rats, leaving a sinking ship. And I'm just wondering if that will have any kind of subliminal effect on what's coming up.
I'm sure it does. I mean, these justices and judges, they don't live in a vacuum. I mean, they strive to higher, nobler objectives, but they're still human beings. It's a lot easier for them to take a controversial case when the political winds are blowing more favorably for justice and the Constitution. Now, another point in this particular lawsuit, we are asking for two of the justices to recuse themselves, Sotomayor and Kagan, from any participation in any discussion on the 23rd and or hearing on this case, because they were appointed by Obama, and their very job depend on the output of this, the outcome of this case. So they have a direct financial conflict of interest. They don't have an appearance of a conflict. They have a direct financial conflict of interest. So they should step down. So we're left with seven justices who will be deciding this case if ethics have anything to do with it, and they should.
Well, with all due respect, I doubt you'll see that. I don't see that happening.
Well, we're going to see what kind of people these really are that Obama appointed, and we're going to see if we have the rule of law and a constitution left. The conference with seven justices there, we just got to get one less than the majority to move forward. So I think we have a good shot at it.
Well, I believe that the system is so corrupt. Everywhere we look, we see corruption in almost every fundamental part of our society.
Well, I pray to God we still have a Supreme Court that looks to the rule of law and the Constitution.
If it doesn't,
I have given them the best chance to take a really well-prepared case on a very fundamental legal question. What is a natural-born citizen? And also, has Obama proved conclusively he meets the definition and even was born in Hawaii? If they turn this down, the legal system has failed us, the Supreme Court has failed us, the Congress has failed us, the executive branch has failed us. It's up to we the people after that. They don't have to look over the shoulder and say, oh, I should have tried this, I should have tried that.
We've tried everything within the system. The system is broke.
Let me ask you a question that really is starting to very much annoy me about every national talk show host in the country. Has there ever been one talk show person that you've been able to go to that will give you 5 minutes to go put your case out in front of the people?
One.
Who was that?
Willie Cunningham out of Cincinnati.
Oh, Bill, yes.
He gave me 15 minutes one night on the show to explain why those notifications of birth notices in the newspaper, why they mean nothing evidence-wise, because they were placed by the state as a result of registration of a birth in Hawaii, not the actual proof of a birth in Hawaii.
Have you tried to get back on his show?
I've emailed him a couple of times saying, put us back on if you want, and haven't heard back, but, you know, maybe he's busy.
Have you tried Michael Savage? I know he's...
Yes, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck,
not
O'Reilly,
a one of them. I'm shocked.
John Hannity. I never get an answer at all from those guys, never.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so, it's almost like you have to go into the studio where they are. And
the Saul Alinsky rules for radical technique has worked very effectively, and that is, name your enemy. They call us your enemy. We're constitutionalists. We're the enemy. They call us birthers. We're constitutionalists, not birthers.
That's right.
And ridicule us to beat all. And now everybody's afraid of touching this because they'll get ridiculed by the mainstream media or be called the racist. Right?
Well, then they're hypocrites, and then they stand for nothing, and then I have no respect for any of them because if they don't have
racist. This is not a racial question.
No, of course not.
Question.
This has nothing to do with racism.
It's a constitutional legal question. Nobody has ever adjudicated what Article 2, Section 1 means as applied to the president. We know what it means historically, but nobody's ever tested it in a court of law because nobody's ever been an idiot like Obama to try this before. Openly try it in spite of lawsuits to keep hiding his records.
You know, I was watching a video earlier this evening that I've watched before. I have very little time at this time of year in my catering business to do much of anything but do that. But I guess, are you familiar with Yuri Bezmenov, the KGB guy who came over to
you? Yeah, he talked about brainwashing and psychological warfare and collapsing a nation. It takes decades and generations. Is that the one?
Exactly. And what he said in an interview in 1985,
right,
exactly what's really so obvious right now. And his main point was that people will not believe it. People, you know, and if it gets to this case to where we are right now, we're doomed. And
the National Socialists have been working to collapse the United States Constitutional Republic system for 60 or more years, actively as National Socialists. And this Fabian Society was started in 1884, and the progressive movement's been really with Woodrow Wilson going since around 1910, 15, 20. I mean, our Constitution has been under major attack on the progressive movement for 100 years.
Right. And if he said that... I really thought that I got a kick at what he said about the useful idiots on the left.
Oh yeah,
he said
once they achieve tyrannical power,
they'll
all
be shot.
Useful idiots will be marched out and shot.
That's
just like
right.
Stalin did.
He said that they would be the first people to be marched out and shot
right.
because they would be the ones that would be so disillusioned because their
right.
their ideology was, you know, their purity of everything was so, they're so disappointed because they're
right.
so stupid and naive. That they would be, he even said that. He says this happened in Russia. He said it happened in Vietnam. He said it happened in Grenada and other places, Nicaragua, all over. This is what happens.
Hey Les, can I ask, can you let Mario go through the four questions that the Supreme
Absolutely.
Court is going to address in the 23rd? Real quick, Mario, can you zip
You've got
the
to
four?
The top of the hour. We're going to go to a break first. We're going to go to a break first, and we're going to get back because these four questions are really important.
To discuss those four.
Absolutely. You're listening to Les Nehmann with Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner. Please stay tuned. The next segment will be very, very important for America. We'll be back.
970 WGTK.
For years, the folks at Perfetto Pizzeria have preserved their Italian heritage, starting with Joseph Perfetto back in 1899, who came to this country with the Perfetto family traditions, values, and most of all, the Perfetto Italian recipes. Enjoy authentic Italian meals in a family-friendly atmosphere at Perfetto Pizzeria in Plainview Shopping Center, next to Tuesday Morning. The best ingredients made fresh every day from cherished family recipes. Your taste buds will thank you, and so will your pocketbook. Perfetto Pizzeria, 9910 Lynn Station Road.
There's no place like home. There's no place like
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
It's Phil Bennett. Find out what bright and early really means on Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 6 on 970 WGTK.
Les Naiman, we're back with Mario Puzo and Commander Kirshner.
I'd like to suggest that Mario covered the four questions that the Supreme Court conference on the 23rd is going to consider. These are the four questions that go right to the root and what they're going to consider. They're being published tomorrow, Monday's edition of the Washington Times National Edition on page 5. But if your listeners don't get the Washington Times National Edition, they can see it at www.protectourliberty.org or puzo1.blogspot.com. The four questions are printed at both. But Mario, bulletize these and go through them for us? Is that okay, Les?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead, Mario.
I'm not going to read the questions because that would take too much time. I'm going to just give you like a bullet, a quick summary on each one. There's four questions that I've written in the petition. The first question goes to standing, Article 3 standing. And I'm asking whether or not the petitioners have sufficiently articulated a case or controversy to make outstanding, to make their claims under the Fifth Amendment due process and equal protection clause. That's the reason why the lower courts denied us. I was standing. Basically, that means that they're saying that the plaintiffs.
They're saying that my oath to my country as an officer in service for 33 years means nothing. Nobody can stand up to defend the Constitution against the president.
Yeah, and it goes much further than just giving an oath. I'm not going to get into all the details of standing, but that's the question that's being presented there. That's the first question.
Yeah, every citizen has no individual rights. You know, I mean, we can't question anybody on the Constitution. We have no individual rights.
Well, go ahead.
The second question goes to the meaning of a natural born citizen, and basically, I'm asking the court whether Obama can be a natural-born citizen if he was born in the United States. Now, if he was born in the United States. Again, he hasn't shown that. But assuming he has, and assuming he was born to a citizen mother, and we know for sure his father was a non-United States citizen British subject, and also Obama himself was born a British subject under a British Nationality Act of 1948. So given all those facts, can he be a natural-born citizen under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5? Of course, we argue that he cannot. And this is the one where basically it doesn't matter where he was born, he cannot be a natural-born citizen, given the founders and framers' definition of a natural-born citizen, which was put into the Constitution in 1778. So that's
born in the country of two citizen parents.
Yeah, and again, under those facts, he does not have two citizen parents. And he himself was born a British subject because his father, he inherited British subject citizenship from his father, who was born in Kenya, which was a British colony. In 1961, when Obama was born, he was born he had natural allegiance to Kenya.
Right.
To Great Britain, and then when he was age two, it converted to Kenyan citizenship.
That word allegiance, if I can just throw it in real quick, goes to the military. The president's commander of the military, and the founders wanted a person with sole allegiance to the United States and only the United States at birth. John Jay wrote to George Washington, who was the president of the convention, saying, as a strong check against foreign influence by people, that people in the future, we want a natural-born citizen, that sole allegiance at birth.
Well, just to get away from that, to add to that for a minute, if you noticed how President Obama just coincidentally left the country the week of the Fort Hood massacre.
Right, he's a citizen of the world. He's got four claims to citizenship that he could make international law.
And then, of course, Veterans Day, which he never likes to memorialize the troops for any reason.
He does the hand crotch salute rather than cross his heart.
Right. And then the fact of, that he, when he goes overseas, he speaks so admirably of Islam and in a mosque, and you know, he just wants to be president of the world, and that's what I think he's working on.
He's a person who has foreign allegiances at birth, and that's why he is the way he is.
And he was
number three, quick, Mario, because time is running short.
Well, we got 13 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, number three. This goes to the Fifth Amendment due process rights to life, liberty, safety, security, and tranquility. Basically, there, what we're saying is, has Congress and Obama violated those rights, which are rights that individually belong to Commander Kirchner and the other petitioners here? Basically, Congress has a duty under the 20th Amendment to verify, to make sure that the president-elect is eligible to sit in the office of president. We contend that they failed. They violated their constitutional duty by even making sure he was born in the country. There is no evidence whatsoever that any member of Congress ever saw a birth certificate, a valid, authentic birth certificate, and they confirmed Mr. Obama for this office. And also on the question of what is a natural-born citizen, they never had anybody investigate that. They just simply assumed that you know, he was born here, born of an American mother, a foreign father, that was a natural-born citizen. So we're saying that they violated their duty under the 20th Amendment, and that was a violation of due process. And we also, as part of number three, also Obama has violated and continues to violate that particular clause because he refuses to show that he is, in fact, qualified. So he's violating my client's due process rights. So that's all part of number three.
He's hiding all his records, including the long-form birth certificate, college records, everything, adoption records, everything. He's hiding them all.
Yes. That's number three. And then number four is, think of it as equal protection, okay? In other words, you know, everybody in our country, a citizen, you don't even have to be a citizen. The person has a right to equal protection under the law. And under the Fifth Amendment, you have a right to protect your life, liberty, safety, security, tranquility, and property. What I'm saying is that Congress investigated the natural-born citizen status of McCain, but refused to do it for Obama. Why? Okay. I mean, why was it necessary to investigate McCain? He was born of two citizen parents, where Obama was only born of one. But yet, they investigate McCain, they do not investigate Obama. So we're arguing that, has Congress violated my client's equal protection rights to life, liberty, et cetera, you know, by failing to also investigate Obama in the same way that it investigated McCain? So that's number four.
Those protection rights are to protect the minority or even one single citizen of this country from the out of control political will of a majority, and they used their political majority to investigate McCain, but gave Obama a pass on even more egregious citizenship questions.
Was that the House or the Senate that investigated?
The Senate. Senate Resolution 511, conducted in April of 2008 during the primary, they gave McCain a pass on his birth in Panama, whereas they gave a resolution saying, okay, you got two citizen parents, but we're going to say, because you were born in a military base, we're going to give you a pass at serving in the armies in the Navy. His parents were in the Navy at the time. But the thing is, he later found out he wasn't. That was a lie in that resolution. He wasn't born on a military base. But anyway, regardless of the facts about McCain, he got an investigation because the people were questioning. The people were questioning Obama, too, and the Senate did nothing. Nothing. Zero. Nada.
Can the House...
Mario,
one quick question. Can the House initiate anything on this?
Both can.
Sure. They have the power of investigations. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well, yes, I know Darryl... go ahead. We got...
This is very interesting, okay. Les. The case that the Obama supporters use to show that Obama is a natural-born citizen, it's called Wong Kim Ark. It was decided in 1898 by the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay, they're saying that that based on that case, Obama is a natural-born citizen. The case never said natural-born citizen, but they throw that in it because that's the only case that they could even point to that even comes close to helping them. All the other U.S. Supreme Court cases show otherwise. That you gotta have, you'll be born in the country to U.S. citizen parents. But under that case, McCain would not be a natural born citizen because he's a naturalized citizen under that case.
We're gonna be back with a final segment with Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Puzo after some words from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Thank you.
97 WGTK.
Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service for an intimate gathering of 10 to a corporate party of hundreds. Neiman's Catering prepares and delivers traditional Thanksgiving and Christmas meals with all the trimmings, the best dressing and tender home-roasted turkeys and hams you've ever tasted, and home-style casseroles and delicious desserts, too. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service for all your holiday parties. And Neiman's is approved at top venues like the Melwood Art Center, the Gillespie, and the Fraser Museum. Start planning now for your Thanksgiving gathering, Christmas office party, or New Year's Eve gala. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333 or go online at neimanscatering.com to check out the many menu choices and ideas. This year, relax and enjoy your guests. Call Neiman's Catering, 327-7333. That's 327-7333.
We need to talk about everything. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday evenings at 6 on 970 WGTK.
You're listening to the Les Neiman Show on 970 WGTK. I have the honor to have Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner back on the air tonight again. And we're coming up to a very exciting time, November 23rd. Circle it on your calendar. I'm looking forward to it. I think you have anything else to finish up with, gentlemen?
Well, it just the docket number in the Supreme Court is 10-446. And if I may just, you know, one more time, they can read all about this case at Mario Puzo's legal blog at Puzo, the number one, .blogspot.com, puzo1.blogspot.com, and my fundraising website for the case is protectourliberty.org. That's O-U-R in there, protectourliberty.org. And any last questions, Les, Mario and I'd be happy to answer.
Where do we go from here, gentlemen? Let's go through both choices. Where do we go if they don't bring this to
the Supreme Court? If they don't take it, Mario can explain. We get a shot at a rehearing. One time we were hearing by the Supreme Court to ask them to look at it again and introduce new arguments and new material that may have transpired since we filed initially. Correct, Mario?
That's correct. Yeah, there is a rehearing process that can, you know, can be resorted to. It's presented to one justice, and you know, they'd be asked to take a look at it again based on something that's material that wasn't presented or something new that has popped up in the meantime. So, I mean, that's a possibility there. And then, of course, you know, after that, then you have the political process again. But the problem with that is that, you know, we can't expect the political process to define what a natural-born citizen is.
Right. We can't vote. You can't have 51% of people vote what a clause in the Constitution means. That's not the rule of law.
Exactly.
And Congress can't define it either. They don't have the power under the Constitution to define a natural-born citizen because then they would be changing the requirements to be president. Okay, and that's set in the Constitution. Like, they can't change 35 years. They can't change 14 years residence. Likewise, they can't change what a natural-born citizen is. So that's a heck of a problem.
So we come...
Natural-born citizen is defined by nature, by the way. If you're born of two citizens and born in this country. You don't need any statutory law to make you a citizen, a natural-born citizen of the United States, because you are one. That's what 95% or more of the people are in this country that are citizens. They're natural-born citizens. They don't need a certificate from the State Department making them a citizen.
So we come to a watershed moment in American history, basically.
That's right. Do we have a constitution? Do we have a rule of law? Or it has totally, totally been usurped by the progressive movement.
And if it's usurped, we are doomed to tyranny and dictatorial.
Well, then whatever happens, they caused it.
And we're allowing the political process and the executive and legislative branch of government actually amend our Constitution without going through Article 5, which provides for the amendment process.
Well, progressives have little, they have no respect for the Constitution anyway, and they don't care. The ends justifies the means to them.
They point to it if it helps their case.
Absolutely. The ACLU
protect those people, the TSA people searching the four-year-olds you were talking about, and all the other issues that are out there. They'll use the Constitution for their purposes. But not when it comes to something that they want to...
Quickly about the TSA, Mario. Isn't this a flagrant abuse of a number of statutes? Of sexual molestation, sexual assault, invasion of privacy? What is going on here with that?
Well, the main part there is you're under the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure. Okay, the amendment says there shall not be any unreasonable search and seizure. You have to have, probable cause or suspicion, exigent circumstances. I mean, there are exceptions to a warrant, okay? But, people have a reasonable expectation of privacy. The question then becomes, by going on an airplane, are you waiving that particular right of privacy? Well, absolutely not. You're not waiving it. Then another question is, well, national security, safety, is that enough to overcome your personal right to privacy? So that's really where the battleground is going to be on something like that. If somebody files a lawsuit and you apply the Fourth Amendment to it, is the court going to carve out an exception to it and say, no, in the interest of, whatever, you've waived your right of privacy and, you have to, go to that. Also, you're not obligated to do that. You can go for a manual screening, but then that's even more invasive.
Yeah.
Where they're actually touching you and so on and so forth. So they're not giving you much of a choice.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the screening so much as the groping and the fondling of women and children. I believe sometime soon somebody's going to get cold cocked when that happens. I think if I was a father and somebody was fondling my 13 or 15 or 16-year-old daughter and touching her breast and between her legs, I might go off. I mean, I think somebody might just go off. And, I don't know. Or take a what can we as Americans do? Can we call 911 and press charges? Can we take photos and use it as proof in a lawsuit? What can we do?
Well, you'd have to file a lawsuit and argue that the procedure is an invasion of your Fourth Amendment rights because it is the government doing it. They're the ones touching you and so on and so forth. So you'd have to do that, and then clearly you'd have standing because. You don't want to go through this process and be touched and so on and so forth. And the court would be asked, is that a violation of the Fourth Amendment, right, to privacy and not to have an unreasonable invasion? With abortion, we have
the
privacy there.
Political correctness has gone berserk and
absolutely.
Lack of common sense.
It's destroying our country.
Right.
Listen, gentlemen, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for being on the show again. I'll have you back sometime in December. I want to hear about what's going on with your case. Maybe the first or second week of December. I'll contact you guys.
Thank you, Les.
Hey, thank you. It's always an honor for you to be on my show. I just love talking to you guys. You're courageous men, and you're true patriots and Americans. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Les. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Les Nehmann Show. We'll be back after the news. If you'd like to call the show, call us at 571-0970, 571-0970. We'll be discussing many issues of the day coming up after the top of the hour. We'll be back.
970 WGTK, Louisville, broadcasting from Terry Satellite City Studios. Want to save big on your cable bill? Switch to satellite today. Call 964-DISH.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama says he's hoping to get some things done with Congress before the end of the year.
We should be able at least to get through the lame duck, making sure that taxes don't go up for middle-class families starting January 1st, that some of the key business provisions that can assure economic growth get done.
He told reporters on Air Force One that he wants to take a more bipartisan tone and move away from what he calls an obsessive focus on policy. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities are hoping an Ohio man who's now charged with kidnapping can lead them to three people who are still missing. They say a 13-year-old girl who's also been missing for days was found in the man's basement, bound and gagged, but alive. Knox County Sheriff David Barber says the girl's mother, 10-year-old brother, and a 41-year-old friend are still missing.
Unfortunately, as of right now, we have not located Tina, Stephanie, or Sarah's little brother, Cody.
Barber says the girl is hospitalized in good condition. A report chronicling the history of the Justice Department's Nazi hunting unit criticizes the government for knowingly allowing some Nazis to settle in the United States after World War II. The 600-page document stated that America prided itself on being a safe haven for the persecuted, but also became in some small measure a safe haven for persecutors. The New York Times obtained a copy of the report, which the National Security Archive, a private group, posted on its website. Earlier, the Justice Department had declared dozens of pages from the document off-limits to the public after the archive sued to get it. And the California Highway Patrol says a Mexican man who struck a pack of motorcyclists has been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call
1-888-366-5258. That's 1-888-366-5258. 1-888-366-5258.
970 WGTK.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad on Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
It made no sense. Jim had worked at the company longer, he worked hard, and another guy gets promoted. What a blow. Jim gave himself time to stew, and yes, he indulged in self-pity. Then he consulted a wise friend. Jim set an appointment with his manager. In that meeting, Jim outlined his work and experience. He described how he understood company policy and the new position. He explained why he wanted it and his surprise at being passed over. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Jim's manager listened with no apology, and Jim returned to work. Months later, when another position opened, his manager rewarded Jim's model response in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
97 WGTK. This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Now, Les Neyman on 970 WGTK.
Good evening once again. We're back for the second segment of the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. You can call us at 571-0970. That's 571-0970. I want to thank once again Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Apuzzo for being on the show tonight. Upcoming guests coming up in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Jeff Nyquist hopefully will be on soon. I've got Major General Paul Vallely going to be on, I believe, on the 28th of November. I'm looking forward to him and many others. Phil Moffitt will be on November 28th. So we're going to have some local issues, to discuss. We'll have some national issues to discuss. We're coming up to a very uncertain time in America. We have so many things that are attacking us from all spectrums, from the war on the on our borders. And as you notice, nobody in the mainstream media talks about this. This past week, 5 Americans were killed in Mexico. Over 10 or 12 Americans have been killed in the last two or three weeks, either in Mexico, on the border of Mexico, or even in the United States. Are you all familiar with that couple that was on their water skis or whatever they were doing in the Mexican lake there, right on the border, and they were killed. The guy was killed. So we have a war. We have an invasion coming from the south. It's been going on for over 30 years, unabated. We do nothing. Our congressmen do nothing. Our senators do nothing. Our presidents do nothing. The only thing our presidents have done, including Ronald Reagan, was give amnesty to people. Amnesty doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. We must secure our borders first. I have no problem giving hardworking Mexicans an opportunity to wait online and come here with a green card, get their work permit, do whatever it is to show that they're worthy of being citizens of this country. The problem that bothers me about Mexicans, they come up here, they wave their American flag, their Mexican flags in our schools. Here's an instance that happened this past week. I'm not sure if this was a Mexican issue or not, but this is my political correctness folly of the week and the outrage of the week. 13-year-old Cody Alicia rides with the American flag on the back of his bike, and he says he does it to be patriotic and dedicated to the honor of veterans and his grandfather, who was a veteran. He's had the flag on his bike for over 2 months, but he was told just last week that he had to take it down. A school official at Denair Middle School told Cody that some students who had been complaining about the flag, and it was no longer allowed on school property. Now, who are these students? It doesn't say in this article. Cody said, in this country, we're supposed to be free, and I should be able to wave my flag wherever I want to, and they're telling me I can't. So Cody's grandfather says the school is concerned about racial tensions or uprisings because of the flag. Folks, how is waving the American flag cause racial tensions in this country? How has this happened in America? We are American. The American flag is our flag, not the Mexican flag, not a flag of another sovereign nation. So what the, like I say, the one thing that you have to give pause with Mexicans coming across our borders illegally is that their allegiance is to Mexico and not to America. This is the problem that we face with our president. Just as Commander Kirchner said, we have a president whose allegiance is to foreign countries because he was raised in foreign countries. And this is the problem that we face more and more, political correctness on steroids. This is absolutely crazy, and we are in big trouble if we don't protect our borders. We're in big trouble as it is, folks. I mean, to be perfectly candid and honest, you know me to be a pretty up, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but it's so hard to keep your head up at times with what's going on with our economy, with what's going on with unemployment, with a lack of job creation. The government can't create jobs. When Obama says, my job is to create jobs, he can't create a job. He's never created a job in his life. He has done nothing but be a community organizer, and now he's the community organizer in the White House destroying the infrastructure of this country. When people on the left or people who are moderate Democrats start seeing this and start opening their minds up to the truth, you have to be able to recognize this. Yuri Bezmenov, I was talking about him in the first hour, stated that the people on a, like this will never admit that this is happening until it's too late. You know, there was four ways to bring down a government. Now, George Soros is doing that also. George Soros is throwing billions of dollars around to destabilize this country. In his own words that I heard recently, he says that he now is turning his money and his agenda to the United States of America. Well, this is what's happening here, folks. First of all, you know, demoralization. That's what's happening. That's what's been happening for the last 25 years. Demoralization is pretty much the concept where you have it takes 20 to 30 years to have a generation of children be raised under the Marxist-Lenin ideology. This is the misinformation, and this is being taught to our school children for the last 40 or 50 years without any other words being heard from the opposite end of the spectrum, being the Constitution of the United States and America and what America's values stand for. So this has happened for three or four generations. And when Mr. Bezmenov stated this, he was said it in 1985. So we are on the edge of the abyss into socialized communism and a state that will be a dictatorship. Trust me, socialism and communism always leads to dictatorship. Never, ever. If anybody disagrees with that, please call me and prove me wrong. I know what I say to be true. Then, you know, they try to change the perception of what is real and what is not real. And this happens every day with the mainstream media and the state-run media, the way they spin everything. We live in bizarro world. I mean, it's absolutely nuts where right is wrong, wrong is right. Patriotism and flying the American flag is racist. I mean, this is absolutely bizarre crazy. But this is part of the plan. And then you get into where you get into the destabilization concept, which is what's going on now, where you try and destabilize the economy, foreign relations go to crap, which you see going on at the G20 summit this past week when Obama went there with his stupidity of what he's trying to do with quantitative easement by counterfeiting more money into this country's economy, $4 trillion in the last 21 months, which is going to cause hyperinflation and maybe devalue and ruin the dollar. Think of Weimar Germany, Zimbabwe in the 90s, and we are in big trouble, folks. And then the defense system, destabilizing the defense systems. What has Barack Obama done since he's been in office? He's taken down our nuclear shield pretty much. Wants to sign a treaty to pretty much give up our nuclear weapons. And then the last segment, which is going to destroy the country, is a crisis. Now, we've seen crisis after crisis since he's been in office. This is the Alinsky Cloward pivot strategy. But the crisis that I'm thinking about will be far, far worse than what we're looking at, whether it be a terror, a so-called terror threat, an imminent threat to our country, or whether it will be rioting in the streets by far leftists wanting more money and more things from the government. And, of course, who will be behind that? The union thugs that work for Obama. And that way he'll have the opportunity to do what he wants, what he's planned to do since day one, since he said what he said in July 2, 2008 in Colorado Springs, that he wants a civilian militarized force as strong and as powerful as their military. So this will enable him, the crisis will enable him to call a state of emergency, just like Hugo Chavez has done in Venezuela, Fidel Castro did in Cuba, what's happened in every communist socialist state in the world, in history, in time immemorial, and this is what he will do. And in that state of emergency, he will state something to the fact that we have to have a curfew, we have to have martial law, it'll only be a temporary thing, and things should return to normal soon. But as we know, and history tells us, ladies and gentlemen, it never normalizes. The only normalization is what they is putting down the uprising, which will occur when this happens. And as when the Russians went into Czechoslovakia in 1968, I think it was Leonid Brezhnev said, now we have normalization. And that was killing the dissenters and locking up and locking down Czechoslovakia as a under a dictatorship. You're listening to The Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. I have my next guest after the turn of the break, and I'm not going to tell you. He's a surprise guest. We'll be back.
WGTK. Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chavante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
Fighting liberal lunacy, let's do it together on The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekday mornings at 9 on 970 WGTK.
We're back, Les Neyman on The Les Neyman Show, 970 WGTK. To finish up what I was speaking about, just think about the Gulf crisis that happened, the oil crisis, and given Barack Obama the ability to put a place his so-called moratorium on deep water drilling, which two courts overturned. They continue to keep it intact. And now that they've lifted the moratorium, nothing's happening because most of the deep water drills have left. And this is how you ruin a whole oil industry, and this is how you cause more unemployment, and this is how you destroy the country from within. And that's what Barack Obama and the Democrats, the progressives, want to do, ladies and gentlemen. The liberals out there who listen to the show, if any, or moderates, please, or independents, please open your mind up to this concept. It is possible, it is happening, and I know it to be true. We have Jack back on. Oh, no, Jim, I think we have my guest first. Jim Coyle, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
just to introduce my friend Jim Coyle, former vice president of the Louisville Grassroots Tea Party and great American, great orator, and a dear friend, a man who comes motivated like I do to inform, and I'm sure he has plenty of information. Jim, we're going to go to a call in a minute, but how's everything been going with you? I'm glad you called tonight.
Thank you, thank you. Glad to finally get through. You know, we've been trying a couple of weeks, and I've been wrapping up football with three boys playing football. It's been a hectic, crazy year, but just finished the end of that today, and glad to be able to get on the show with you. First time checking in since elections, and it was kind of a mixed bag for me. I don't know how you feel about it, but I was pretty pleased on the national level. And on a local level, I just want to say something about the mayor's race real quick. I was disappointed that Hal Heiner did not win. I really think Hal is a good guy, and I think he had a great platform, and I was pulling for him. But since the elections, I've had a lot of time to dig into to Fisher, and I've talked to some people at Know Fisher, and I honestly think he's going to be okay for us. I think Fisher is going to be okay as long as he keeps his word to keep open transparency in the mayor's office and we don't end up with another deal like we got on 4th Street Live where we're sending all our money to Baltimore and we don't know why. If he keeps everything out in the open, I think Fisher could be okay.
Well, you know, I've known Greg Fisher for over 20 years. I've always known him to be a good guy and a very good business person. I believe he ran a very good campaign on the whole.
They did. Hal and him kept it very clean and on point, so I was glad to see that.
And that's the way politics should be, not the way it is. It is the way Mr. Conway had done, and also most of the progressives. I want to get to a caller. Jack, you're back for more. I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say real quickly, I was listening after I hung up, is that I've called some of these talk shows. I'm kind of a radio talk junkie. I've called Rush Limbaugh's show and the others. And every time you even mention natural born citizen, and I even had discussions with Snerdly, you know, his call screener, and I think they know about this. They know exactly what natural born citizen means, but he will just flat out shut it down. And I have a theory of why they won't let any question go on about this, because I think they get licenses from the FCC. And it's one thing to criticize Obama substantively, but when they start going into the natural born citizens thing, what they're really saying is that the government's illegal, and they'd be talking about overthrowing the government, basically, if any discussion. So I think that's why they've been advised by their lawyers to not say anything about natural born citizen other than joking about the birth certificate now or then, because I have been on the Rush Limbaugh show. I have gotten through on other topics. But I'd say maybe five or six times with Snerdly, even if you explain it to him, he'll listen. He says, I'm sorry, it ain't going on. They will not put anything on that. Same thing with the other shows.
I believe you're right. I believe that it will open Pandora's box. And, you know, who knows what it would create. It could light a match where Obama would come down and shut them all down.
Yeah, I think like some local people have gotten through. Well, they you're right when you discussed before that they kind of shut you down based on birther and they think it's crazy and they laugh at it. But Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and those people, they've got to know. They know what natural born citizen means. They know exactly that it's different than, you know, being not born. It's not a question of where he was born. It's about his father being British. They know that. They will just not allow anything on it. And like I say, the only thing I can come up with, the only reason I think I theory is that their lawyers told them, don't go there.
Well, then, as far as I'm concerned, they don't have any cojones. Because you know what? If they really are who they say they are, if they really say that they really care about the Constitution and what this country stands for, they should allow Commander Kirchner and Mario Puzo to at least have their say.
No, I'm not even talking about Kirchner or Puzo. I'm talking about a caller calling up and intelligently discussing that the natural born citizen thing has nothing to do with where he was born. As a matter of fact, I happen to think that the Hawaii birth certificate thing is just a red herring actually floated by Obama, because the real issue is even if he was born in the Lincoln bedroom of the White House, he's not qualified under Article 2, Section 1, natural born citizen, requiring both parents to be citizens. And I think that Rush Limbaugh is extremely intelligent, Yes, they must have a staff of lawyers. He knows what's going on, and he knows what it is. And I think that they've advised him, you can criticize Obama substantively all you want, you can laugh at him, but don't go to natural-born citizen, because it immediately leads to the fact that we have an illegal government, a coup d'etat, and he can't go there.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree. I think you might be onto something. I'd like you to give your phone number to my producer, Tom. I'd like to give you a call after the show or tomorrow and chat with you.
Okay, let me call you back. I got to get going, okay? I'll call you back. Okay.
That's fine. Interesting theory, Jim. I think he's onto something.
Well, you know, he's got a good he may have a good point there, because if you look at politics in general, especially since 2000, how much of it has seeped into the courtroom? How much of our political discourse has seeped into the courtroom, whether it's about being PC or whatever? That doesn't surprise me that a team of lawyers would look at it and say, hey, we better not touch that. And it's not a bad theory.
Yeah, the disappointing thing to me is that Beck and Savage don't touch it. I thought for sure one of those two guys would. I know Beck has said for a long time that he just doesn't think it's that important. There's other things in that have to be taken care of.
Right. Beck's look at it. Beck, from what I see, he looks at it and says, well, you know, it's such a hot topic that gets people thrown into the fringe right away. Oh, you're a birther, you're fringe, you're out here in cuckoo land, that he would rather look at substantive legal issues and political issues that you can pinpoint and put them in a box and say, this is what he just did. Here's the proof that he did it. We don't have to go over to Kenya to try and dig up a birth certificate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of see that. I mean, you know, that's the way he wants to go at it on his show. You know, so be it.
Yeah, I can understand that, too. I can. We're just in a bunch of big trouble. You know, I wasn't excited after the election. In fact, I was depressed. I was
really.
I was a little bit let down. Yeah, I was depressed in the fact that we didn't take the seat in Washington. We didn't take the seat in Nevada. We lost in West Virginia.
I will say Nevada was depressing, because I thought that was going to be something that that would send a message to the Senate. Even if we didn't get the Senate, it would send a message that the leadership in the Senate is poor and needs to be changed, and it would have shaken things up a little bit. So I was disappointed. But I'm also, you know, I don't know how much you heard about, you know, right before the election day and even election day, Harry Reid's campaign getting involved in some electioneering possibly by calling up Harris Hotel and Casino and having their middle management canvass the properties, find out who voted and who didn't. This was election day. Who voted and who didn't vote? And if anyone didn't vote, remind them they still had time to go vote for Harry Reid. There are emails that were exchanged. There's a proven email list. This isn't a theory. This isn't somebody said. There's an email chain of command from Harry Reid's campaign to Harris Hotel and Casinos, and yet somehow he managed to get away with it. To me, from what I've read, especially through the Tea Party, we looked at a lot of electioneering and what it is and what it means and how many different forms of it there are. This was electioneering by Harry Reid's campaign, and whether it affected the outcome of the vote or not, it's still an illegal act, and he should be caught on the carpet for it. But somehow, he remains above the law like all these progressive Democrats do. They break the law in broad daylight and then somehow get away with it.
Well, they also have a Secretary of State put there by the Secretary of State project of George Soros.
George Soros. Scary dude, George Soros.
The most dangerous man to America. The man who's pulling the strings, the man who's got more organizations than Carter's got pills.
The man who has crashed four economies, and he's working on ours the best he can. He's a troublesome individual, for sure. And anyone who thinks he's just another guy out there doing this thing, no, you're wrong. This guy is evil, okay? I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that about many people, but George Soros is an evil dude who is out there to destroy our economy, and he has done it to four other economies before this. So he got warmed up. He got all the prep games out of the way. This is big time, and he's going to do it.
And he even said in an interview that he enjoyed it. He enjoys doing it. This is something that he's addicted to, that he's got to go on. And now he's turned his attention to the United States of America. And we're very close to crashing here very soon. We're going to have a caller after the break, so we'll have to tell Rick to hold off, and we'll get to him right after the break. We'll get to more about George Soros, just as a thing about him. I knew he was evil. He was on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft, and he said the best year of his life was 1944, when he was responsible for Jews being shipped off to concentration camps and killed. And this man was born a Jew, and he was a self-hater like his father was, and now he's trying to get even with the rest of America. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK, and we'll be back with Jim Coyle and our caller Rick after a break.
970 WGTK.
Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by Autobahn Motors. With a few scattered clouds this evening, we'll have temperatures in the 40s. Later tonight, we'll drop down to a low of 31. And on Monday, with sunny skies, expect a daytime high of 58 and an overnight low of 39. This weather report was brought to you by Autobahn Motors, fair and honest repair and service specialists for pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Visit AutobahnMotorsKY.com.
Neyman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service for an intimate gathering of 10 to a corporate party of hundreds. Neyman's Catering prepares and delivers traditional Thanksgiving and Christmas meals with all the trimmings, the best dressing and tender home-roasted turkeys and hams you've ever tasted, and home-style casseroles and delicious desserts, too. Neyman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service for all your holiday parties. And Neyman's is approved at top venues like the Melwood Art Center, the Gillespie, and the Fraser Museum. Start planning now for your Thanksgiving gathering, Christmas office party, or New Year's Eve gala. Call Neyman's Catering at 327-7333 or go online at neymanscatering.com to check out the many menu choices and ideas. This year, relax and enjoy your guests. Call Neyman's Catering, 327-7333. That's 327-7333.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
Don't miss your daily dose of debate, The Michael Medved Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 970 WGTK.
You're listening to The Les Neyman Show. I have with me Jim Coyle, fellow patriot, fellow Tea Party supporter, and just a fellow great guy. And I've been glad to get to know Jim over the last 21 months, and we've become good friends. And and we're both suffering from baseball mourning.
Yeah,
his Phillies lost again, and so did my Yankees.
And your Yankees lost again.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we can't win every year. Only 27 is not so bad in my life, you know, of which 19 in my lifetime or something like that. We got a caller, Rick. You're on the Les Neyman Show. Good evening, sir.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay, how are you tonight?
Good. I wanted to thank you for being kind enough to come on my broadcast with me too, Thursday, man. We had a great time.
Yeah, I really did. I really had a good time, and I think It was a very, very positive experience, and all your callers were respectful, and nobody attacked my Tea Partiness, and I think. We have to come together as not in politics as people. I think people have to be able to sit down and have a constructive conversation and share ideas, and sometimes just agree to disagree. But obviously, I'd love to have an opportunity to talk to some folks and a longer type where I can come and prove my points and bring proof with me. And the thing that saddens me is that so many in the black community are enslaved by the federal government and don't realize it. And it just makes me nuts.
That's and if true. I can say, and if I can jump in here for just a second, Rick, I'd just like to say, you know, over the last, 18 months or so, you've come out to a lot of rallies that we've been involved with. We've met and talked many times. It was probably a year ago I came on your show, and to get that dialogue started and to move the relationship that you know, you and Les and I, you know, as individuals, as people who are concerned, the conversation that we've opened among ourselves and the way we've been able to move it forward with people on both sides is truly amazing, and it's truly what needs to happen on a national level. Because when that kind of conversation starts opening up, that dialogue starts opening up between people who weren't maybe sharing the same conversations 2 years ago, when that starts happening, we're going to start seeing an even greater awakening among the people, which is what we're all striving for.
Right. And, I've been trying to affect that or bring that about for a while. You know, it's like everybody's talking past each other. I've been a conservative for a while, and I go to meetings, and I hear what's said. And then I'll go, you know, I'll go back to the hood, and I'll be talking with people, and I hear the same things, and I start saying, well, you know, that's the same thing, but nobody believes it, you know. It's like everybody's talking past each other. So
I know.
The thing that sparked me to give you a call was you commented on being depressed the day of the election, after the election.
Yeah, I
understood exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
I was really hurt that Barbara Boxer won, and I was hurt that
excuse me,
Jerry
can you call
Brown
her Senator
won.
Boxer, please? Call her Senator.
Yeah,
she works so
she
hard
works
for
so
that
hard.
Title.
Yeah. I think I saw
Boxer
on a street corner on Hollywood
calling,
Vine.
I don't live in California, and I'm not calling a senator. Okay? Okay. I was thinking we had she keeps dodging a bullet, and so is Harry Reid. This is the second tight one he's had.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the people of Nevada and the people of California. I'm especially concerned because I have family there, and I don't know what's going to happen out there, man, because it'd be real easy for everything to go over the edge real quick in California.
With Jerry Brown, they're done. Stick a fork in them. They've been done with Arnold, but now they're really done. They're cooked so well done, you can stick a fork. You can cut them like a piece of roast beef brisket that's been in the oven for 8 hours.
Jerry Brown is the root of the reason why California's in the spot it's in right now.
Yeah, they used
now.
To call him Governor Moonbeam to show you.
It all kind of began. A lot of the foolish far left stuff really took root when he was governor.
Yeah, from 75 to 83.
It took root while he was governor. Now there were things going on out there that were weird and strange, and California was always a joke about California. But you know, California was did have a realistic streak down its back. But once Jerry Brown got through with it was like put on a downward spiral politically to dependence and I think it's slavery. California's in a form of economic slavery.
Businesses are leaving in droves of California. They're going to Idaho. They're going to Utah. They're going to they're going to Texas. I heard Rick Perry earlier this evening, and he was talking about how 155 businesses have come there in the last 6 weeks. So
most of the jobs that have been started in America the last few months have been started in Texas.
Well, in the last 4 years, Texas has been responsible for the last 2 years for 3 out of every 4 private sector jobs in this country.
What was it that Daniel Boone said when he left Washington? You can go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
You mean Davy Crockett? Yeah,
Davy Crockett. Right.
Another great American who knew what the hell he was talking about. That's for sure. Anything to get out of Washington, especially when the politicians are in town, you want to run away. I get feeling very dirty. I have to go to a sauna bath or something after I get around too many of those people. But, I think what happened after the election with me is that, you know, we've worked so hard over the last 19 months.
Yeah.
I mean, day in, day out, having to put up with the executive orders that we don't know about, having to put up with regulations that we don't know about coming from the EPA in places that nobody ever hears about because the mainstream state-run corruption. corrupt media won't tell you. And of course, right. then the total assault on our legislation and the health care debate, and you fight and fight and fight. And then, okay, yeah, I was hoping for 70 to 80 seats. I knew that we'd get 60 or more. I really thought we'd get 9 in the Senate. I was very disappointed about that. I was really disappointed about Yarmouth getting back in, lying to people. I mean, his acceptance speech was just repugnant to me, and it should be to all Kentuckians and Americans. Just dissent is un-American coming from the right. Only from the left can you dissent.
Listen,
we got a break. We'll come right back and give you as much as you want to say, Rick.
Okay.
You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. There's Wild Thing, and that maybe I don't know who that. There's no Wild Things on this show tonight. Maybe there used to be, but no more. We'll be back.
970 WGTK.
For years, the folks at Perfetto Pizzeria have preserved their Italian heritage, starting with Joseph Perfetto back in 1899, who came to this country with the Perfetto family traditions, values, and most of all, the Perfetto Italian recipes. Enjoy authentic Italian meals in a family-friendly atmosphere at Perfetto Pizzeria in Plainview Shopping Center next to Tuesday morning. The best ingredients made fresh every day from cherished family recipes. Your taste buds will thank you, and so will your pocketbook. Perfetto Pizzeria, 9910 Lynn Station Road.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
It's Phil Bennett. Find out what bright and early really means on Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 6 on 970 WGTK.
This is Les Neyman. I'm here with Rick Calland and Jim Coyle. We're discussing the past elections on how we felt the day after and other issues. Rick, is there anything else you want to cover?
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the Yarmouth race and maybe comment in general on the Republican Party and the black community. Hal Hannett, I think, did a fine job coming down into the community and running. And I think he probably got a lot more votes than a lot of people know about him getting from the West End, because he did make a show. His mistake was people in the West End are really concerned about Chief White leaving Louisville. They're really in favor of Chief White, and they think he's done a fine job, and so do I. And so they were really kind of upset because he answered a question on a broadcast that was probably on one of the other stations, African American demographic, and people had got the impression that he was not, that he had it in his mind to get rid of Chief White. Now, I don't think he did. He just made a statement that he was going to require all his department heads to, you know, they were going to have to talk when he got in to see if everybody was on the same page or not. And that was okay with me, but there were some people who think that because Chief White's done a fine job, you know, why even call him into question? And, you know, so that I think that's what burned him. On the Yarmouth thing, man, Ty Lally's a great guy. I found a great candidate. I voted for him. I talked him up. I wasn't able to do anything on the broadcast because the people that run the broadcast were taking it in a different direction as far as content was concerned and dealing with the election. But if he had made a showing in the West End as much and as often as I think how Hannah doing it, I think he may have done better. And especially if he had spent enough time, because what happens when you're dealing with somebody like John Yarmouth, you're dealing with a liar. And when people get to have experience with you, they can see where the lie falls apart. But as long as the only frame of reference they have and the only frame of reference they get is your opponent and your opponent's lying, and plus your opponent's been around a while, and your opponent promises everybody all kinds of stuff from all form of manna from heaven. You know, that's what you got working against you. So I think he would have done better if he had. I don't know about his scheduling and so forth. But if the Republican Party in general will follow up, because he and Al both did a better job than any Republican in my recent memory. You have to go back to Ann Northam before you find a Republican candidate that acted like anybody in the West End had a vote.
Right.
As soon as she stopped running, as soon as she was her career, well, at least it ended at that point. You know, I expect to see her back. That happened, I mean, it's like the Republican Party just let all the work that she did, all the spade work she did, all the friends that she made, all the contacts that she made, they weren't interested in them.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm hoping that the Republican Party has a younger breed of individual and a more intelligent breed of individual.
Hey, Jim, would that be you? I think Jim Crow would make a great, great candidate.
No. Listen. I might go to Frankfort, but I'm not going to Washington.
I'm trying to recruit him.
I love Kentucky. I'll fight for Kentucky here at home, but. I don't want to take my family to the cesspool that is Washington, D.C. But I do want to comment. I do want to comment on that because I think, you know, I was a big supporter of Todd's. I worked with Todd quite a bit. I had lots of opportunities to, work with him and see the inner workings of his campaign. And I think he was a great candidate. I think he did a lot of things right. I think one of the problems that we saw in Todd Lally's campaign is a problem that we're seeing with young Republicans or young conservatives that are coming up. He hadn't run. So he had a young staff around him, people that aren't seasoned politicians. And that's the people that you want, but it's also the people that have the hardest time breaking in because they're not used to dealing with the professional politician liar like John Yarmouth. And you want to talk about lying. During a debate, Todd Lally asked him about Medicare. He said, why would you vote for a bill when you have no idea how you're going to pay for it? And he said, oh, no, I knew how I was going to pay. And Todd Lally said, no, John, you know, I know somebody asked you a question, and they asked you how you're going to pay for it, and you said, I don't know.
Right.
And he goes, no. He goes, no, go back, look at the transcripts, look at the record. It wasn't even about health care. Well, guess what? It was about health care because I asked the question. I asked the question. I said, how are we going to pay for a $1 trillion health care bill? And then, you know, on this debate, he tries to pretend like it wasn't even about the health care bill. And then
it was right down there at Central High School.
At Central High School, right. Right. Yeah, I said Medicare is busted, Social Security is busted, everything that the government has got involved with is busted. So now you want us to buy into a $1 trillion health care plan. How are we going to pay for it? That was the specific question. I don't know was the answer.
He tries to
tell everybody it's about the deficit and it's about this and it's not about health care. John Yarmouth, that's a lie. It was about
I got a question for you guys. If I can get in here real quick. Concerning 2012, you think Larry Hausman might want to run again, or Marilyn Parker might want to get back into it?
Go ahead,
Jim.
I would hope. We had so many great candidates.
You know, Lally made it through the primary, and he was a great candidate. Marilyn Parker was a great candidate. There are lots of great people out there. And whoever it is, I just hope they learn something from this campaign, and I hope they do, you know, like you said, Rick, a better job of reaching those people. They got the choir, so stop preaching to us and get to the people who need their help. Get to the people who need to be educated.
I believe you cannot throw away going to a community that has as many folks in it as the black community, whether it be a Hispanic community, Vietnamese community, whatever community. Even the Jew, you know, you can't give up. You can't, like I said last week, you can't give up in fantasy sports and give up a whole category because you're not going to win. You might come in second or third, but in politics you have to win.
And especially when you have an example like Ann Northrup, who put forth effort and was rewarded for it.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
At least what two or three elections. I don't think she would have lost when she lost if she'd been able to run as hard as she usually did. Because if you remember, she lost the child.
Yeah,
and that breaks your heart. And I don't think she was able to run as energetically as she usually did. And I agree with that.
She was also on that wave of anti-Bush, anti-Republican.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Yarmouth still, with all those negatives for Northup, Yarmouth still just barely beat her out when he got his seat. So
yeah,
that tells you how, I mean, John Yarmouth is a beatable candidate whenever he runs, period. We just need to get the right person to go after him the right way, because he's a liar, he's a cheater, and he can be beaten.
I agree totally with you guys.
God bless you guys. I'm going to let somebody else call.
Hey, thanks, Rick. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Rick always has great information about the West End and his community. He is absolutely, it's always fun being with him and talking to him. We don't always agree on everything, but it's always respectful, and it always will be, because we have a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah.
I think that the next person who runs against John Yarmouth, basically, I think Todd ran a good campaign for an inexperienced guy, except the fact that I don't think he started soon enough. I know it's about money, but I still think you have to go into the West End and go to a shopping center there or something to talk to folks at churches or whatever. Get to know the people, get to know what their problems are. When you don't, you're looking like you're not interested. And when, you know, the Democratic Party has pretty much lied to the blessed people in the black community for all these years, gotten them nothing. They just take them for granted. They make promises they never keep. They give them a few crumbs. Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Always a pleasure, sir.
I hope you'll come back soon.
Sure.
You're listening to the Les Neiman Show on 970 WGTK. We'll be back with my last segment. I'll be back with my last segment in just a minute.
970 WGTK.
Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service for an intimate gathering of 10 to a corporate party of hundreds. Neiman's Catering prepares and delivers traditional Thanksgiving and Christmas meals with all the trimmings, the best dressing and tender home-roasted turkeys and hams you've ever tasted, and home-style casseroles and delicious desserts, too. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service for all your holiday parties. And Neiman's is approved at top venues like the Melwood Arts Center, the Gillespie, and the Fraser Museum. Start planning now for your Thanksgiving gathering, Christmas office party, or New Year's Eve gala. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333 or go online at neimanscatering.com to check out the many menu choices and ideas. This year, relax and enjoy your guests. Call Neiman's Catering, 327-7333. That's 327-7333.
We need to talk about everything. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday evenings at 6 on 970 WGTK.
I was just talking off the air with my producer, Tom, and saying, you know, how busy I am in my life, and that I need an eighth day of the week where I think everybody should be given, like, maybe the second Monday of every month, where nobody has to do anything but be with family and no work, just chill out, relax, and but I know that's never going to happen, so we have to keep on trucking and keep on moving and keep on working hard to try and save our country. And, you know, we live in a bizarre world, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world where the American flag is demonized as being racist. We live in a world where spending beyond your means is a good thing. and going into debt is okay. We live in an America now where having children out of wedlock is fine, but not protecting the a baby in its womb is wrong. I mean, this is why, you know, people who are against abortion or for abortion are demonized. We live in an America now that where freedom of speech doesn't apply to both sides of the spectrum anymore. Freedom of even thought is becoming under attack. We are in a lot of trouble. We live in a world where, in an America now, where we have the Federal Reserve counterfeiting money, $400 trillion in the last 22 months. We live in an America where now the debt ceiling is going to be increased to $15 trillion when they're supposed to be cutting debt. You know that these people in Washington, D.C. don't mean a damn thing that they say. They lie to you and they cheat. But I'll tell you one person I know who won't lie to you, and he's going to be on at the top of the hour. That's Dr. Stan Frager, and he'll be on with General Ritchie from the National Guard for between 8 and 9, and Dr. Bonnie Weil, who wrote Make Up, Don't Break Up, a book on adultery. She'll be on from 9 to 10. So tune in to Dr. Stan. He always has great shows, great advice, and great guests. I also want to thank my sponsors, Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning, for their continued loyalty and support. My new sponsors, Perfetta Pizza, the best pizza in Louisville, bar none. Great homemade sauces. Great. Oh, I had an Italian beef sandwich this week that was just dynamite. Toasty French Italian roll with a lot of peppers and onions, and great dipping sauce. It was terrific. And then a Thai cafe over at Holiday Manor. Also fabulous food. I try to go to these places once a week. I like to support my sponsors, as I do Bluegrass Rental, who I support with Neiman's Catering, and do a lot of business with John Mike and over there. So try and do use these folks. They're conservative-minded. They believe in America. They believe in patriotism. And they don't believe in the bizarre world that we live in. Quite often in recent months, you've heard that people, you know, are being demonized for calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what else do you call a pyramid scheme where people who get into it early and get their benefits back and the last ones to in get screwed because the company went broke or whatever they invested in went broke? And this is, you know, this in America, you get tried and convicted of that. Bernie Madoff for one. And in this case, you have the U.S. government doing it. They took the money from people for years and years and years. It was supposed to be a sacred trust where it was never supposed to be touched by anybody. It was supposed to be for Americans only. But what happened? The thieves and the bandits in Congress went in and started raiding it for the general fund, lying to the American people as they normally do. And now they've broken the system. They've taken so much money to use it for their own agendas, their own earmarks, their own progressive policies, that they've put us on the brink of destruction, economic catastrophe and destruction. Your retirement, don't count on Social Security. It has to be overhauled. It has to be changed. It has to be taken off the table totally. Anybody who's under 40 years old should be able to put that money wherever they want to and invest it as they should. They should get some kind of rebate from the government or a credit later on in life for the money that they've put in. People over 50 should be given full benefits of what they're entitled to as they've been putting in for 25 and 35 years. And people between 40 and 50 should also be given something, maybe a little bit less. But no more Social Security benefits. No more Social Security at all. No more taking out anymore. It has to be changed. Medicare has to be changed. They're going to be broke. So it's better to change them and cut them now than be broke and have nothing. It's what's the old saying? Better to have a 50% of something than 100% of nothing. And this is what's going to happen. Really, the fact of the matter is the income taxes system has to be changed and done away with. Too many wealthy people that the progressives always complain about are always writing things off. They have deductions. And the biggest tax increase is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. The destruction of the U.S. dollar. Bert Bernanke just put quantitative easement, $400 billion more into effect into the economy. With inflation comes the biggest tax for middle class and poor people and senior citizens who are on fixed incomes. This is a scam. We're being scammed by the government of this country. We got to put a stop to it. I want to thank everybody for listening, who tuned in tonight. I think support Colonel Kirchner and Mario Puzo with some of your dollars. They're well worth it. They're courageous, patriotic Americans. I love this country. I will keep fighting for this country. I'll see you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Good night, and have a great week.